I'm Toby, otherwise known as Julesy, the resident DJ and co-founder of Crossroad Records.
I'm Sam, also known as Matrix. I'm founder of Crossroads and I head all the design side of things.
And what is Crossroads?
Essentially, we are a record label and events company. We put on drum and bass events up and down the country.
How did you guys get into music?
I met Sam at college, and coincidentally, we both had the same drumming teacher. And then, obviously, since then, you know, we've discovered all sorts of different genres. So I started playing the drums, playing rock, that kind of stuff. I imagine that's probably the same for you,
really. Yeah.
And then it's just sort of evolved from that. Sam producing his own rap music to then, you know, going to like our first college house party, and someone in there started playing drum and bass, and we hear it, and we're like, oh, what is this? Like, this is really cool. And then obviously from there you start going to your first festivals and you start hearing it a lot more, and that's when you sort of understand your love for it a little bit more, because you know it's sort of that one specific genre gives you that sort of feeling. We were gonna, you know, look at house as well, but then we just decided like there's a lot more energy and love in the drum and bass scene, so we were like, okay, we'll pick that one and sort of just revolve it around that, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. So you like all type of dance music, but drum and bass, there's something about that you just love.
Yeah. All types of music, like, you know, I could probably speak for you on this as well. We both love it, but drum and bass, jungle, UK garage and that kind of stuff is like the top ones for us. Yeah.
And how many of you are in Crossroads Records?
So there's just four of us, myself, Sam, and two people that can make it today, Ty and Beth. We originally started, we saw a TikTok. And it was, they put like a festival on, like a mini festival on in their hometown. And we were like, oh, that'll be sick to do. And then obviously looking more into it, there's a lot of legal things you can't, that prevent you from doing certain things, like setting up your own bar and that kind of thing. So then we thought, okay.
Scale it down.
Yeah. Events company, it's easier to do. And then that was when we got Ty involved. He's from Manchester. He said, oh, I know this really cool venue. Put on this first one, and then it's just sort of gone from there, really.
Yeah.
So how did you work out how to start this up in the first place? Did you get any advice from people?
It was more of a in the moment kind of thing, really.
Yeah.
Like I said, started of like putting on a mini festival, which was, we got all that information from Beth, that she's an assistant manager at Zinc Mike Club and Fleet. Told us that, you know, a lot of the stuff we wanted to do wouldn't be possible unless we got licensing and that kind of thing. Obviously, that point when you're just starting, that's a lot to go through, especially if you don't have the budget for it.
Did you have any sort of advice from people in the business already or anything like that, or did you just work it out?
I sort of did. My dad's mate is a promoter in the Luton, London area. He does more like punk stuff like that, but I definitely got good advice from him, how to run an event, how to price it, stuff like that. That definitely got us started. And then everything else is really just Beth figuring it out for ourselves, and obviously doing our first event to figure out what went well and what didn't, so we know what to do from now.
And what did you like about your first event in Manchester? What happened there? What was the night like?
A lot of things. A lot of things.
Obviously, it being a sellout was one of the nicest things, because we weren't expecting it to sell out from when we first started. You know, we just thought, you know, it was a 200 capacity venue. We were able to sell 190 tickets just because we had to allow room for DJs and stuff. And when we first started, we weren't expecting to sell it out. You know, we thought we'd get around about 100, you know, amount. And then just a few days before, it was getting closer and closer. His tickets started flying out, and then eventually it sold out. And that was, you know, a big achievement for us. We all were so happy. And then, obviously, after they all sell out, you then got the problem of how many of those people are actually going to turn up. Because it's all good having the money there, ready for your next event. But then at the same time, you want to make it a good environment for everyone that's still there and still coming. But most people turned up. The energy was really, really good. Every DJ absolutely smashed it. I can't think of any negatives, to be honest. It was probably the best it could have probably gone.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Yeah, at the end of the night, the feeling, everyone's clapping, lights come on, the song you're playing at the end is perfect. It was just like the most amazing feeling, like we're finally here, we finally did it, and we sold it out.
Because when you're in that moment, it feels like you're just at any other rave. But then there was a few moments you came up to me,
This is us. We've done this.
Even though it's such a, compared to like a lot of other venues and stuff, but for our first one, even though it's such a small venue and, you know, nothing compared to our big festival, it's still like, you know, a nice special feeling.
You still sold, like, people, old venue. So that's really, really decent to do. And what's your favourite artist?
I can't choose one, but if I, in terms of a DJ at the moment, most probably Crossy.
He's good.
He's a rising DJ. He's, you know, he's actually getting the recognition he deserves. He's just so good. There's points where he uses four songs at a time and then he samples little parts to create this mix and blend, which the audience just like reacts. They just go absolutely nuts for it. He was an artist we were potentially looking at getting on for a future event as well, which would be good.
That's really good. And who were the artists at your Manchester event?
Artists were myself, Ty, and we also had Sam Shepherd and C4, which is a duo of Pro Plus and Tox.
And what are your shows like when you put a set on? What's it like for you?
Well, in terms of the feeling?
Yeah, or how do you put a show together yourself?
So there's a lot of planning that has to go into it.
Lots of practice.
Planning and practice, you've got to create the set list. Then after you've got the set list there, you've got to practice it and make sure each song transitions into the next one smoothly so there's no noticeable difference. And then you've also got to make sure it's long enough. Because I've been in the situation before where I'm like, oh God, I'm running out of songs. And then you've got to start improvising.
So do you just add songs in last minute? Yeah.
Like last minute, you've got to start flicking through your USB and like, oh God, where do I go, where do I go?
That's where you start. That's where you stop panicking.
The other song's running out and you want to keep it all still going and flowing. It takes a lot of practice. I probably put about, just planning the set alone probably took me about 4 hours just to make sure it was pinpoint perfect. And then after that, it's just practice.
It's all worth it in the end though.
It is all worth it in the end because we also had, I just realised I didn't mention two other artists. We had two MCs as well, Caffeine and Fabs. And Fab's also the MC of my set, who I go to university with. And we spent a lot of time in Pirate Studios just rehearsing the set over and over. So when we got there, he knew when to, well, essentially shut up and not speak so everyone could hear the music, let it breathe a little bit. So yeah, there is a lot of planning that goes into it, but you don't need that much. It all depends how comfortable you are, how well you want it to go for yourself.
Yeah, you want to be prepared, I guess, for your first event, because that's like quite important to you.
Yeah.
And an MC, do they speak over?
Rap over tracks.
That's all.
They're sort of a rapper slash hype man.
It's an art to it, definitely. We've been at raves before where you stand and you're just like, shut up, let me hear the music. And then sometimes they add so much and they make it 10 times better.
Yeah, they're almost the seasoning on the fries, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, they're not always necessary, but if they're there and they do their job right, it makes the DJ set go from 0 to 100, like. Okay. It can really make a difference.
And what's your favourite event that you guys have ever been to? Separately to this.
It would be biased to say R1, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would be. R1, I would say Printworks. Printworks is like a staple in the UK. Yeah, that's Printworks, the one I enjoyed the most. Actually,
with it being the biggest, not the biggest in the UK, but one of the biggest clubs in the UK, especially for the rave scene. I mean, we've been there quite a few times now, haven't we?
Yeah.
But it's always amazing.
We're going next week.
We are going next week, yeah.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
And I guess you have a lot of festivals that you go to over the summer sort of season as well, and that'll be where people go.
Yeah, we'll like to see at the start, we're going to Creamfields this year as well. We're really excited for that.
Boomtown
as well. Yeah. Yeah, it's good because then we can see how they do it as well. It's always good to...
you're always doing homework, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Even as a DJ, I went to a rave the day after our event in Manchester and I was there. I had my Shazam up every now and then, like, oh, what is this song? I want this song for my next set. You're always doing research.
And like, contacting people.
Yeah. Live and breathe it, don't we? You literally, like, never stop thinking about it.
It never stops. But that's what, that makes it enjoyable. It's always a talking point, and it doesn't feel like too much work at any point. It's, because it's rewarding at the end of the day. Like, a lot of work goes into it, and then you get to the final product, and you're like, we've done it, it's sick, and then you move on to the next one, repeat the process, and it's good fun.
And how much social media goes into these sort of things, events?
Definitely a lot. We planned our event very much in advance, so we had a long...
It was to the T, wasn't it?
We had a long time to promote, and to keep everyone happy and sort of engaged is hard. But luckily, I've had experience doing it for Toby for club nights and stuff like that. So I'm experienced in event flyers and stuff like that. But just planning is the main thing. We've sort of figured out like a meeting every week or like every other week, stuff like that. That's how we produce the best content, because we plan it all out. I go design it all. We pull it out. We schedule the posts. We make sure we're not stressing on the day to get out, stuff like that. Yeah, it's hard, but it's worth it. It's worth it when you see the numbers go up and I'm putting in all the hard work designing all this stuff and it's actually working. It's nice.
Definitely. How do you come up with concepts designing that type of thing?
Definitely looking at stuff that's like existing. Pinterest, Behance I use, Instagram. You can save stuff on Instagram and make collections, and I've got millions of different collections for different type of stuff. Literally, my design process is just looking at other stuff, taking inspiration from that, drawing some stuff down, and then just going on the computer and just finalizing. It's good to have the other guys there to bounce off of. When you're designing stuff on your own, you can sit there and think, oh, that looks good, and then stop it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's good to send it in, and they can put their advice in, and then we all have something that we're proud of and we're happy with, and that's what we had for XLR. We'll all be really happy with it. So yeah.
What sort of vibe do you want to have with your events that's like different from other club scenes?
Well, was in the rave scene, it's a lot friendlier.
100%, yeah.
You know, you bump into someone at a rave, you both say sorry, you might have a little dance with each other, and then yeah. You wander off and never see each other again.
Yeah, club night. Completely different.
Someone, it can escalate into a fight straight away. I guess that's just the difference in the scenes, I guess. The main thing we want to sort of have is we want everyone to get along. We want the energy there, literally just to put on a good night for everyone and to enjoy. And you know, we're trying to make it as affordable as we can. We go to student cities because obviously we understand, being students ourselves, you can't afford like a £9-10 ticket to go to a rave. It's a lot of money. You know, that's dinner for most people. So yeah, we try and make it affordable as we can, make sure everyone's happy. That's just what we want to achieve, really, isn't it? Like just good vibes, good energy, affordable. Mm-hmm. It's probably the top three things we're trying to capture in our
mind. So it's for like the younger sort of people that can go to these things.
And
Crossroad Records, where did the name come from?
It's a great question. We spent ages on it.
We spent a long time.
I think it just came out of the blue. I think you said it.
I was listening to a song by Near Archives. A jungle drum and bass artist called Crossroads. And I was just driving, listening it to it in my car whilst we were trying to come up with a name. And then I thought, Crossroad, that has quite a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
Pitched it to all the other guys. And just, they were like, yeah, like the sound of it sounds good. So there's no really like...
It's hard. Meaningful. It's really hard, isn't it? We spent ages on it, overthinking it. And I think sometimes you just got to go with it. Because there's a lot of brands out there that their name doesn't make sense. But it's just what they do that sort of elevates the name, and what they do speak for themselves, and that's what we want to do. So
be a bit different. And have you got any other events coming on soon? Have you got anything planned?
Good question.
We are doing one in Brighton next month.
Okay.
However, we can't disclose the venue
or who
we have booked to play, but we do have someone who we've nearly confirmed playing at our event in Brighton, which is going to be very exciting to announce as well. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, they're an upcoming rising drum and bass artist.
Very big.
EP out today. Very quite big. That's we're looking forward to announcing that. That's exciting.
It's all secret at the moment.
It's currently literally still in the works, isn't it? It's very much still.
And we've been told by the manager we're not allowed to release.
Can't say anything. So yeah,
I'd love to say it. I really want to, but.
I know, you really want to say these type of things. And with these events as well, like, are you recruiting anybody to go onto these events? What would you have for advice for other people that want to get into this type of record labels, that type of thing?
Well, we're always looking for new talent. I think that's what part of being a record label and event company is. We want to give people the chance to be able to showcase what they can do. Because, you know, I've been there, you've been there. It's not always easy to, you know, branch out that way.
No.
We're always looking for people to send us demos for songs that we can sign, mixes that we can listen to, and if we like it, then, you know, we can put them on our list of DJs to be played at a future event. But, you know, the biggest thing for an artist is just dedication. It's constant dedication, social media, putting stuff
consistency.
Out. Consistency. Consistency, yeah. If you message a label and they don't come back to you, message them again. Don't feel like you're being naggy. And I think that's hard for people to get around sometimes. Because, I mean, I've had that where I've messaged, you know, a label, sent a mix off, haven't got a response, and then I've just left it. Whereas now I'll, you know, send it out, don't get a response, send another one. And being naggy, because as annoying as you might sound to yourself, you're not it to them. That's actually showing
how you want it.
Dedicated you are, or how much you want it. But it is tough to branch out, especially because everyone wants to do it. Really, don't they? Mm-hmm. To be an MC, DJ, own their own events company.
Yeah, we want to make sure whoever we get involved with this is good and right for us, sort of thing. There's been DJs that sent us stuff before, and we've looked at it and gone, it's not right for us, sort of thing. Not necessarily it's bad, but we need to make sure we can work with them people that come in. On the design side of you, I definitely want someone that can sort of bounce off me very like easily, and we have the same like style, and we can put out work that is good for the brand.
Yeah.
What would you say your style brand is? Like style of brand?
I'll let you say that, as you're the designer.
Design-wise or music-wise, would you say?
Both. If you can do both,
okay,
let us know.
You do design, I'll do music.
It's hard to say. For each event, you don't want it to be boring. You don't want everything to look the same. We have discussed what shall we keep the same to keep that cohesiveness. But if you keep putting the same style and same stuff out, people are going to get bored. So we're looking to change it up each time with the design. I use a lot of textures, paper, cardboard stuff in my work. I think that's probably going to be like a staple for us, like textures and stuff like that, design wise. But other than that, we're looking to switch it up each time, aren't we?
In terms of music, obviously when it comes to drum and bass, there's a lot of subgenres. You've got neuro, jump up, minimal. So we try to keep as many of those as we can on a night, but obviously you don't want too much of one, because then the night will eventually get boring. And that's something we actually learned from our last event, is that there was perhaps too much jungle and not enough drum and bass.
Yeah, we got feedback from that, didn't we? Yeah,
but that, you know, learning curve.
Yeah.
The most popular subgenre is most probably jump up, and that's where all the energy is at. So I think that's where we're going to sort of base most of our events around that specific subgenre now, obviously including some of the others, but that's like the prime.
Go with the trends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what's going on. And do you rely a lot on TikTok and things like that of what trends are, or are you, because it's drum and bass, I guess it's not that mainstream, or is it?
It's quite becoming mainstream.
It's getting there. Drum and bass has taken a rise in popularity, especially in the last few years. And I mean, we don't rely on TikTok as much as we should. It's definitely something we've spoken about, but it's mainly been Reels, Instagram, paid promotion closer to the event to make sure those last few tickets do get sold. TikTok's definitely something we need to, you know, dive into a little bit more.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably the biggest social media platform in the world at the moment.
Massively.
And just coming back to the textures and things like that, is that in like merchandise or is that with other things?
So when I say textures, it's very popular at the moment with design. People scan in textures like paper, cardboard, stuff like that, and make designs with it.
Yeah.
It's sort of, I'd say, like a callback to the old punk posters sort of thing, where it'd look very like grungy and stuff like that. At least from what I've seen on TikTok, Instagram, stuff like that, that's really in at the moment, like sort of ink bleed designs, textures, stuff like that. So I use that in the posters. So that's what I meant by these textures.
Oh, okay. No problem. So I was just trying to clarify that. And the different drum and bass styles, would you be able to just go over them, just because
that's something
I'm not sure?
Yeah, so jump up is quite such a hard... It's hard to explain.
Maybe there's the artists that I do jump up.
Yeah, I mean, Headex and Boot are both big drum and bass jump up artists.
Is it like a drop? Like it's like a... And then, you know, like, do you remember Dead Mouse back in the day?
Yeah.
It's a bit faster than that sort of tempo. But then, obviously, when it comes to minimal is obviously, it is what it says on the tin. It's a lot calmer.
Chilled out.
It's these dark noises and bass lines, whereas in Jump Up, there's a lot going on at once. Not to the point where it's like, it doesn't sound right.
Mm.
If you catch it well, and you know you're playing the right songs to the right crowd, then it gives that extra bit of energy.
Oh, okay, cool. That's really cool. And do you have any like theatrics or anything like that in your shows, or anything like that, like lights, or because I've been to places like that before where they have that sort of thing?
Well, we haven't really had the opportunity yet, have we?
Yeah.
I
mean,
no.
We have got MP4s that we're hoping to put on, you know, like TVs around the venues if they're available.
It's just if they are available.
With these smaller venues, they're not always there.
No.
Because in our eyes, there's no need for them being there. And in terms of lights, most venues have got those included in the venue anyway. So most of the time, we just have to bring ourselves, the artists, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. And would you like to plug any social media?
Absolutely.
Yes, definitely.
At Crossroad Records _ I've said that wrong.
Yeah, at Crossroad _ Records. Our Facebook, just type in our name and that should come up. When we were talking earlier about demo submissions, we have got a page on our website for that, where can people upload songs, mixes, stuff like that. That's www.crossroadrecords.uk, and it should be on there if people want to upload anything.
Awesome, that's great.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. That's been amazing.
That's great.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.